So in order to have momentum, we know what step one always is. Put yourself in a peak. Step two is define your, which is what do you love? What do you hate? What excites you? What drives you? What do you really want? What are you committed to? Now, once you've got those emotions brewing, it's a lot easier to do what all change comes from, which is to make a real what? Decision. Because if you look at your life and you want to see why your life is the way it is, that the parts of your life you love and maybe the parts of your life you're not as thrilled with, you can really define why your life is there if you really look at your life by your decisions. You say, no, that's the way God made it. Well, that may be true, but God has made lots of people have the same experience, but what you took out of that experience was your conscious choice or unconscious choice. You decided. And so if you look at your life, I bet you could look at the last 10 years of your life, for example, maybe the last 15. I'd be willing to bet there are places along the way that if you would have made a different decision, your life would be radically different than it is right now. Better or worse, I don't know, but you probably do. But it'd certainly be different. How many would agree with that? Say aye. And a lot of times those decisions we don't think much about. Sometimes they're decisions like what are we gonna do for a living, or where we're gonna live, or who we're gonna spend time with, or who we're gonna marry, or whether we're gonna have children, right? What we're gonna believe. Those choices have shaped who you are. And so if you want to transform the quality of your life, there is only one power, and it's decision. But most people have not made a decision so long, like a real decision, I mean a tough one where it's hard and you make yourself do it. They kind of like express preferences and kind of see if it works out. They put it in a should mode. A decision made from a should is not a real decision because you don't act on it. You do it for a little while. You never really not only decide, but to commit and really resolve that no matter what, you're going to make it happen. That's different than just deciding in the moment, right? That's not a real decision. That's a preference that you're expressing. So if you think about that, then there are decisions along the way that have shaped your life radically. And if you want to shape your life, you want to take control of that power that your creator has given you. And you got to do it consciously, because otherwise what happens is you just go with the flow. And going the flow sounds really nice. But the problem is you get to the fork in the river and you haven't decided clearly you go with the flow. Well, the flow of water, the strongest flow, goes to where the falls are. And one day you wake up, 3 feet from Niagara Falls in a boat with no oars, and you go, oh, shoot. And at that point, it's a little late. So what we want to do is get really conscious about decision making, but again, you want to do it from a peak state. I had a friend that for years drove this old, horrible car he hated, but he kept doing it because his belief was that God wanted him to be poor, and his kids hated it. They'd make him drop him off a block from school. He made a decision to believe that God wanted him to be abundant, and his first act that he did, his committed act, is he took out a shotgun and blew up as many holes in that car as he could, saying, I will never drive this car again, and neither will anyone else. Commit and act. Momentum comes when you not only decide, but you take immediate action. What immediate action are you going to take to demonstrate you mean it? Who are you going to tell? What are you going to do? What's the first thing you do? Simple thing. And what's a big thing you could do that commits you here, that shows this means business? Action is momentum. What action would you take immediately to create more momentum now? To back up your decision with power. Think. What's a little decision, little action rather, on your decision? And what's a big one you do that would just be like, this is it, baby? And feel good. Feel good to take, commit an act, wouldn't it? It takes you beyond decision. It takes you to total momentum, action, power, results. Now, if you remember this momentum model, we said that the steps were that you had to first put yourself in a peak, what? Step two is once you're in that peak state to keep it going, you got to find your, what do you love, what do you hate, what excites you, what drives you. Once you're there, you must make an immediate decision, right? Because you got to use that emotion to do something worthwhile. And then you want to take a decision to committing and resolving. How many could feel the difference when we went to resolve? Say I. Then you must take immediate, massive, intelligent what? That's right. Then all you got to do is be smart, which is notice your strategy if it's working or not. If it's working, reinforce it. It'll keep your momentum. If it's not, change your approach. What if that doesn't work? What do you do? If that doesn't work, what do you do? Whole time using your sensory acuity. Keep changing till you get what you want, period. But the way that you can speed all this up is by magnifying either the accelerators or brakes. You can slow it down or speed it up. And the number one thing that will accelerate or break you is emotion. So if you put yourself in a state of fear or worry or envy, that'll slow your momentum down. But if you put yourself in a state of passion, commitment, joy, love, courage, those types of emotions will speed up the momentum you've already created.